When you walk up to a chair, you can generally trust it to hold you up, but you don't really know it until you sit down. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. It's easy to know theoretically that God loves you. I mean, we read it all over the Bible and hear it in church all the time. But how have you really experienced God's love in your life? How has he proven his love to you? Our author today, Bethany Acker, talks us through her experience of how God's love has held her up like a trustworthy chair with her story, How Much God Loves. 10 or 15 years ago, when I was a teenager and struggling through that often awkward and difficult phase of life, I wish I had known just how much God loved me. I knew of God's love, I felt it in my life, but I didn't realize just how great it is. As the years have gone by, I've learned to rely on God more and more. The more I rely on and lean into him, the more I feel his love. Each day, I feel him with me. Through the challenges I face, I know he is always there. Through any future challenges, I know he will not abandon me. There's a lot of scripture that point to this, like Psalm 16, verse 8, Matthew 1, 23, or chapter 28, verse 20, or Hebrews 13, 5. God has proven himself to me over and over through the years. I feel loved by him because of the way he takes care of me. I feel loved by him because I know he has given me the gift of salvation through Jesus' death and resurrection. And I will one day live on the new heavens and new earth with him when he returns. I wish, as a teenager, I could have grasped how big God's love for me is. I wish I had allowed his love to wrap around me and give me peace. I have never faced anything alone because he has always been with me. God's love never fails and never ends, and I am always okay because of it. And just as God loves me, he loves you too. All right, let's think about this a little bit more. Have you ever had a moment when you realized in a new way how much God loves you? What was that like? If not, you can ask God for this anytime. He is eager to answer these prayers. We can have full access to God's love because of Jesus. And if you want to know more about that, go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus in the menu. In Ephesians 3:19, Paul prays for the Christians in Ephesus. He says, "May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully." God's love is beyond our understanding, yet the Holy Spirit helps us grow in our awareness of his love throughout our lives. Do you have any favorite Bible verses about God's love for you? Consider choosing a verse to read every day this week, and as you read it, ask God to help you experience his love more and more deeply. Now, all of the truths in today's devotion are from Scripture, and there are a lot of scriptures that goes with it. So, if you want to read more about God's love, there is a few places to start, and you can check them out in the Unlocked app for today's story, or you can go to unlocked.org. Now, as you and I can read in 1 John 3:1, "See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children, and that is what we are." And dig into the Bible for yourself and read Lamentations 3:22-26, Ephesians 3:14-21, and 1 John 4:16 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a free resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, but it's actually not free to produce it. I mean, that kind of makes sense. It actually costs about $500 a day to pay for the stories and the printing, the editing, and the podcast hosting, of course. All of that is supported by gifts from listeners and readers like yourself. So help us in supporting Unlocked when you make a donation at unlocked.org and tap donate. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me, how Jesus will shine his light through you even in the worst times of your life. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.